We have Marilyn Staff joining us, and she had written an op-ed piece about this. And Marilyn joins us as a career nurse, talking about nursing as a career. And what are the dynamics? How do we get more people interested in it? Marilyn joins us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. I hope you are well, and thank you for having me on the show.
Tell us your thoughts. I mean, how did you get into nursing, and what's the message you tried to convey in your piece that you wrote?
Well, you know, we were, you know, evaluating what was going on with the pandemic and COVID back a year ago, and we were looking to see, to do some recognition for the frontline workers. And I work at FedPoint. I've been an RN for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, working at FedPoint, we don't do hands-on nursing, which is a different type of nursing. As you said, there are many different types of nursing. But, you know, during COVID, we noticed that all the frontline people really need more recognition. And we kept hearing about the nurses that were getting sick and burnt out. And it made me think about, and research, you know, what's going on with the shortage. This has been going on for quite some time, even before COVID. I wanted to raise awareness about the nursing shortage and what the challenges, but mostly the benefits and what the solutions are, mm-hmm. and one of which is the FedPoint's newly created scholarship program.
Pretty cool. By the way, your CEO, Paul Fort, good friend of mine, is going to be on, J-Dog, you said earlier, Tom Raffio's weekend show. Oh, next week. He's going to be taped, though, as an interview for next week in Tom's weekend show, Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tell us a little bit about your program, and then specifically, someone who may be interested in nursing, what's involved? Because I'm not even sure, Marilyn, these days. Is it a 2 or 4 year plan? Is it hands on? Tell us a little bit about, you know, what your message is to someone interested in nursing.
So there's a lot of different programs out there. There's an associate degree for RNs. There's a bachelor degree for RNs. They have fast track programs. They have 2 year associates, 4 year bachelors. So you can go as slow or as fast as you want. So there's many options out there. But nurses, you know, it's a lot different from years ago. You know, in the 60s and 70s, that was one of the things that women did, is go into nursing and teaching. You know, nursing has come a long way. We are the eyes and ears of the physicians. We're in there with the patients in many settings, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We assess patient health problems and needs. We create and develop and implement care plans, and we advise patients on maintaining their health and disease prevention. And we're essential frontline workers. So therefore, when a worker is essential, you are always needed. And then there's nurse practitioners that you can go on and continue your education to become a nurse practitioner, who basically can take on additional tasks such as prescribing medications, diagnosing and ordering tests.
Mm-hmm.
Nursing makes up the largest portion of America's healthcare profession.
How critical is the shortage? Do you know, Marilyn, in our general healthcare system here in New England? Is it pretty? I know, for example, New Hampshire State Police, they're part of our show on Thursdays, thanks to Auto Fair, and I know on recruitment for law enforcement, for example, and first responders and EMTs, it's a real challenge. They have a lot of openings. What about nursing? How would you assess the shortage or demand?
It's very serious, very serious. We are facing this shortage, and it's not just hospitals. It's all areas. I was at a home care company yesterday, and they experienced the same thing. You know, so you're trying to keep the nurses you have. But that's difficult because, you know, the working conditions may not always be great. You're working understaffed. And, you know, it's just, you know, there's 73 million aging boomers. So there's an aging population. The nurses are burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
There's extended work hours. You know, so there's a lot of things that, you know, create this shortage. And a recent survey found that nearly one-third of nurses have thought about leaving their jobs by the end of this year, mostly to exhaustion and burnout.
Yep. Well, I know that you mentioned homes, but I know group homes and nursing-type homes for more seniors, there's been a real shortage on healthcare workers, right?
Absolutely. Nursing homes, assisted living, group homes, all of those areas are being affected. Mm. And every time I speak to my colleagues that work in different areas, different settings, they say that's what the number one issue is. The very first thing they say is the nursing shortage. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if there's a nursing shortage, you cannot take more patients. You can only take as many patients as you can safely care for. So then you have patients waiting out there for care. So it's a really a vicious cycle. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for raising awareness. And if people want to learn more, best way to contact you?
They can contact me at mstaff@fedpointusa.com. But I did want to just quickly say about the nursing scholarship that FedPoint is awarding. Four different $5,000 scholarships annually. The first award will be 2023. Three will go to graduating high school seniors, and one will go to a non-traditional student entering nursing or pursuing an advanced nursing degree.
Awesome.
Eligibility, you can get information on www.fedpointusa.com/scholarships.
Thank you very much for what you do, and great profession, nursing. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you, Jack.